Book 1. Ring, ring. No answer. Written by Glenn McDougall. Jay and Ben were talking after school.
What can we do now, Ben?
Asked Jay.
Let's play basketball. The gym is still open, said Ben.
Good idea. Let's go,
said Jay. They ran to the gym. Mr. Ted, the janitor, was there.
Hi, Mr. Ted.
Hi, Mr. Ted,
said Ben and Jay.
Hi, boys,
said Mr. Ted.
You can play, but it's wet. Don't fall and break something.
Ben and Jay started to play. Mr. Ted went to clean the seats. He moved Jay's bag. Jay saw him do it. The boys went to get some water. They came back. Mr. Ted wasn't there.
Let's go,
said Jay.
I have to go to the cafe.
Jay and Ben walked to the lake.
I'll call Mom to say I'm coming now,
said Jay.
Oh no! My cell phone is not here,
he said.
Are you sure?
Said Ben.
It was in my bag before swimming, but it's not there now. Look!
Said Jay.
Did it fall out?
Said Ben.
I don't think so,
said Jay.
Ben, do you think Mr. Ted?
Asked Jay.
No, I don't. Let me call your phone. Maybe somebody has it,
said Ben. Ring, ring. There was no answer. In the morning, before class, Jay went to the gym. Mr. Ted was there. Suddenly, a cell phone rang. Mr. Ted had the cell phone in his hand. Jay was very quiet and very still.
It's my phone,
Jay thought. Jay wanted to tell somebody right then, but it was time for class. Jay was going to sit down. Ms. Martin asked to speak to him.
Is this your cell phone, Jay?
She asked.
Yes, Ms. Martin, it is. Where did you get it?
Said Jay.
Mr. Ted left it at the office. Somebody called your phone. Mr. Ted heard it ringing. Then he found it under a seat.
Jay felt bad. He wanted to say thank you to Mr. Ted.
I didn't know you had the same cell phone, Mr. Ted,
said Jay.
Thanks for finding mine.
You're welcome, Jay. I use my cell phone all the time. I guess you're the same,
said Mr. Ted. Suddenly, both their phones rang, and they laughed.